Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
Every year, thousands of amateur singers take part in talent shows. Why do they decide to go through all the criticism from the judges and media gossip? For many, it's because they want their passion to become a way of making money. By appearing in talent shows, they will be seen by music industry people and may get a chance to become professional singers. They don't even have to win any of these shows. If they have an unusual singing voice, they can be discovered, get record contracts, and do what they love for a living.
Two. Doing something that you love, but doing it badly, can sometimes make one famous. The terrible amateur opera singer, Florence Foster Jenkins, was often laughed at in her lifetime. In some concert reviews, she was even called the worst opera voice in the world. However, more than 70 years after her death, she became the inspiration for a Hollywood hit. Directed by Stephen Frears, it tells the story of the last few years of her life as an amateur opera singer. It's a must-see for everybody. You'll love every minute of it. Three.
Do you want to enter a talent show for singers? Experts say that to be the best and beat all other contestants, you need to be yourself and feel certain that you are doing the right thing during the shows. Make sure you choose a song you can sing comfortably and without making mistakes. And remember to dress suitably for the occasion. TV viewers often judge you by your looks, so wear something attractive. Good luck and be the best.
Four. Now that the latest The Voice talent show is over, I would like to share my views on the outcome of the show. I think it was a huge scandal. The winner was a surprise to me. I know Nick has the looks, but honestly, Clark Beckham has a much better voice, and even the music critics preferred him. I wonder who voted for Nick. In my opinion, they have no idea what real talent sounds like.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1.
Every year, thousands of amateur singers take part in talent shows. Why do they decide to go through all the criticism from the judges and media gossip? For many, it's because they want their passion to become a way of making money. By appearing in talent shows, they will be seen by music industry people and may get a chance to become professional singers. They don't even have to win any of these shows. If they have an unusual singing voice, they can be discovered, get record contracts, and do what they love for a living.
Two. Doing something that you love, but doing it badly, can sometimes make one famous. The terrible amateur opera singer, Florence Foster Jenkins, was often laughed at in her lifetime. In some concert reviews, she was even called the worst opera voice in the world. However, more than 70 years after her death, she became the inspiration for a Hollywood hit. Directed by Stephen Frears, it tells the story of the last few years of her life as an amateur opera singer. It's a must-see for everybody. You'll love every minute of it. Three.
Do you want to enter a talent show for singers? Experts say that to be the best and beat all other contestants, you need to be yourself and feel certain that you are doing the right thing during the shows. Make sure you choose a song you can sing comfortably and without making mistakes. And remember to dress suitably for the occasion. TV viewers often judge you by your looks, so wear something attractive. Good luck and be the best.
Four. Now that the latest The Voice talent show is over, I would like to share my views on the outcome of the show. I think it was a huge scandal. The winner was a surprise to me. I know Nick has the looks, but honestly, Clark Beckham has a much better voice, and even the music critics preferred him. I wonder who voted for Nick. In my opinion, they have no idea what real talent sounds like.